This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. Wine lovers have something to look forward to tonight, besides wine. Christmas stockings stuffed with aerators, vacuum pumps, and fancy corkscrews. Wine gadgets are now a multi-million dollar industry. But do any of them actually work? Shruti Penamaneni has more.
That's the sound of the toilet refilling.
Paul Soms eases a bottle of chilled Chardonnay out from his toilet tank.
I've actually got a thermometer in here, so you can see. It's 48 degrees.
Soms, who's been selling wine for more than 20 years, says he prefers this toilet tank to a $100 electronic wine chiller.
That's really not good for the wine. It changes the composition of the wine, and in many cases, wines are served too cold.
In fact, wine connoisseurs say a lot of the popular wine gadgets don't actually make for better-tasting wine. TJ Provenzano is manager of Brooklyn Enology, and I asked him about wine aerators, the trendiest of wine accessories.
I don't find them to be really helpful.
But you do sell one.
Yes, absolutely. Because people want it. You know, it gives them something to send somebody who's into wine.
So every Christmas, Provenzano stocks his store with accessories like aerators, wine aroma training kits.
Here we have decanter brushes.
More Americans are drinking wine, especially at home. By the end of this year, we will have polished off 713 million gallons of wine. Jackie Strum works at Wine Enthusiast. You might have heard of the magazine, but its parent company also sells wine accessories, like this electric blue corkscrew.
This one is really fun. It makes a little whirring noise when you open it up.
Wine Enthusiast makes more than $100 million selling these wine gadgets every year, not just to fancy people. Its biggest customers are Costco and Target. This is all good news for people who sell wine accessories. Not so good for the people getting them as gifts, like TJ Provenzano.
I received last year a ceramic dog that holds a bottle of wine.
He also got a lot of corkscrews and wine charms. Provenzano finally cut his family off. No more wine accessory gifts. His holiday gift suggestion? A bottle of wine, preferably local. In New York, I'm Shruti Penamaneni for Marketplace.